409.
Morning walk in Kushala, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Of Vaikuntha Loka
are also four-handed. Just contrary to our conception here in the material world.
Thinking or listening, parikama, that is getting. When the Lord Krishna came, who will tell? Krishna came Dapar Yuga at the end, before Kali Yuga starts. You can go more detail, Brahmas one day. How much Brahmas one day? Who can tell? Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Arhat Jat Brahmano Vidhu Sahasra Yuga. This Yuga means, who can tell what this Yuga means, the man?
1,000 of this four this
four
cycles.
Let us say, one Kali is 5,000 God. Now Kali is how many? Kali constitute of
4,32,000.
Everybody knows? You have to know all these things. So what a rare chance. After so long, Krishna came, Krishna came. So this is easier to go on. So Krishna, when he comes, he brings his dham here. So when he brings his dham, dham means when Krishna is there, Krishna's paraphernalia, entourage, everything is there. So when before Krishna comes, Krishna doesn't stay alone. Krishna always with his devotees. My characteristics. So Krishna told his most intimate associate, Radharani, come with us. Radharani said, I won't go. Where there is Vrinda, I will go there where there is Govardhan, Kalindi, all these things. Okay, don't worry, this will be all go with us. So there is river Kalindi or Jamuna, go there. He says, with my, all my ships will come. Then Radha says, okay, I will go. And according to some Gorga Samhita somewhere, thus Krishna descends. But anybody can roam around. Krishna is still here. But he is aprakat. Only to a fortunate soul he can see. Just like any Madhavendra Puri, the Goswamis. Now, we are also roaming. If we become eligible, Krishna can. We can meet. So, depending on our Krishna gave us the chance, we hear, chant, and then the devotional service. When you go for parikrama, all 64 items, most of them, especially main one, which you can develop some attachment, then we make progress. These are deity worship. With the parikrama, there is deity goes. When Krishna came, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, they also did parikrama of Vrindavan. And when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur came, they brought Gaur Nithai. Mm-hmm. So you're going with Gaur Nithai. So now also still with Gaur Nithai, they are doing parikrama, and the leaders, they carry Gaur Nithai. Doing parikrama, and all the places they are going and discussing. This is very helpful. We go to the particular place so that you can also deepen your faith. See, exactly this place Krishna did this, this place Krishna did this, this place Radharani did this, this place Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, Kokrura, Uddhava came, sat down, and prayed so that I can become a blade of grass. These places are there. Indra made mistake, occurred offense, and so asked for forgiveness. And where is that place? Govinda Kunda. Brahma, where he came and prayed. All these places are there. Thus we can deepen our faith. So this is very nice to do. Though, Prabhupada's mood is distribute book, this, that, preach Krishna consciousness. But when Prabhupada was not very well, he said, this is the other's mood, go for parikrama. The Sanatana Goswami used to do every day Govardhan parikrama. So we are also doing. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, in 1932, he did parikrama with all his associates, in all these places. And say, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found, he told some of the Goswamis to go. Whereas to Jagadananda Pandit, when he want to go to Vrindavan, he said, don't stay there long. Because you may commit offense to the Vajvasis. So from this we can learn that we have come here that some stay here. There is some reason, some can stay. Some may not, they come and go. I see Krishna, Krishna's dham. Krishna is, as Krishna is worshipable, Krishna's dham is also worshipable. There is a sloka. And the best among the Brajavasis are those who, gopis, who know how to serve Krishna. So we try to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the servant of the servant of the servant of the Brajavasis, gopis, and more we become humble, thinking ourselves like that, it becomes easier to become a Vaishnava, which the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, if you can maintain a mood like that in Shikshastak, one of the sloka, who can become a Vaishnava? What is that verse? Who can tell? Everybody. So, if you can think, Tinadupi Sunichina, I am most foreign. So naturally my action will tell. Am I acting like that? So Prabhupada says this is the movement to build character. Whatever we have got attachment, habits, we have to change into like this. Change of heart. Devotee always keep Krishna within their heart of heart. You know nothing but Krishna and his service and his devotee service. So Krishna reciprocate how? Krishna also said, in my heart of hearts is only my devotee. Krishna says to Radhani, you are the life of my Brajavasi are my life. Among them most dearest are the gopis. Among them you are my life of my life. So we try to become a grain of dust, not a blade of grass like Uttama says. We don't have spontaneous love like Brajavasi. Again, Bhaktivedanta Thakur says that Vrindavan Parikrama means we should listen from somebody who is 24 hours engaged. So Prabhupada made this kind in such a way, we are 24 hours engaged in service of Krishna, for the pleasure of Krishna, do whatever you want. Thereby, we should listen from them. Then, this is real Parikrama style. He is listening from them. He said, Braja or Brajavasi has got another explanation of Bhakti Siddhanta. Braja means Prabhupada said, we can also create a spiritual atmosphere like this. How? We chant purely Hare Krishna, and that place become like Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan. So, Braja means Sarvadharman Purittaja Mahamekam Sarnam Braja. Braja means one is always engaged in Krishna consciousness, in pure devotional service. We should surrender to such persons, Brajavasi. Who is Brajavasi? Again, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, if 24 hours engaged in Krishna service in pure devotional mood, then you are also Brajavasi, 24 hours engaged. So we should listen from there. And then do Parikrama. Parikrama means, your deity worship is there, sadhu sangha is there, sadhu seva is there, harikatha sravan is there. And these are most important. Brajavasi is there, you are staying in Vrindavan every night, they are going. Goswamis are staying every night under one tree so that they become attached, go to another. And what is the symptom of the spiritual world? Brahma says, Chintamani Prakrasat Nishu Kalpa Viksha Raksha Vitesh Shuravi Ravipal Yantam. So somebody can think, by buying ticket I come to Vrindavan. But he may not realize Vrindavan, he will just see the maybe forest, nice, pigeons, dove, and peacocks, monkeys. But to realize Vrindavan something different, who can realize Vrindavan? That he says, Amana Paracharya. Anybody can say the song?
Bishaya Charya Kabe.
Bishaya Charya Kabe, Shuddha Habe Mahana, Kabe Hama Herava Si Vrindavan. Did I give up all sense gratification? There are gross sense gratification, subtle sense gratification, you have to give. Then we can realize. So one big guy of a country, state ahead, came to Vrindavan, saying, oh, Now it is not that much clean. Previously we did not see. All that, not so many marble, nice, nice house. In Parikramabhi here, everywhere sewage, sewage water. This is Vrindavan? This is the place Lord had passed time? I thought this is a non-different from the spiritual world. No, Baba, I don't want to. When a saintly person was asked, why is this? And he said, this is just a Maya's covering. To keep eye materialistic people who come for sense gratification, for them this is not. To keep them away, this Krishna kept it like this. But one is devotee, he can still be the one as good as Krishna's time was there. Vrindavan means you come here 24 hours engaged, whatever you're doing for the pleasure of Krishna, and it's Krishna's service. If you love Krishna, you will serve Krishna. Krishna's devotee. Then he can realize Krishna. Then he can realize. Otherwise, buy ticket, come Krishna, one you see, but he cannot realize Krishna. Ar kabe nitai chader koruna hoibe, sangsar vasana amar kabe tuchha. When I think sangsar was a material desire, most insignificant. So the our Goswamis learned from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they did that. They kicked out all, they come from Mandalaputi, Sada, Tuchha, they are associating with the most aristocratic people. They are the Prime Minister, Rup Sanatan, and some and his finance minister. They are running the whole country administration. Yeah, and the Nawab is going for hunting, leaving it in their hand, whole country's administration. Raghunath Das Goswami, son of a filthy rich person, whole of Bengal, and kicked out all his beautiful wife and so many wealth, property, went to mad after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go to Vrindavan now. He stayed with him for some time, gave him power, empowered him to do, write literature, associate with the devotees, chant Hare Krishna, build temples, and discover the places, Krishna's pastime, all these things. And so we are following, especially constraint, time, place, and what Prabhupada said, or Bhakti Siddhanta Sahib said. And this way, even in one life, we can achieve perfection. Otherwise, we should time to time come here every year and go, and when time comes, we think, my time is limited, doctor said. Your time is number. Then stay in one of the dham, suitable, and all the time engage in Krishna's service, whatever you can. You cannot at least do your bhajan. And leave your body, living in dham and dying in dham, same thing, Baba said. Living in dham and dying in dham. Why? When you die, you go back to the spiritual world. And what you do there, do the same again, serving Krishna. Make sense? Yeah? So, if we are hearing, if you have got now eagerness to go back there, you develop attachment. And you have still one desire, you are sentimental, bhakta. I am Hindu. I also know Hare Krishna. In one sense, they are also bhakta, but not siddhi.
Glories of Parikrama.
Glories of Parikrama. This is just a little... Every step you have, oh, then many other, Prabhupada Sastri, Madhavendra Puri, but he is chanting, dancing, ecstasy. He forget his food, drink. That's the Goswamis. They are in so much feeling, burning in Krishna, separation from Krishna. But they are realizing Krishna inside, of course, uniting. But externally, they are feeling strong separation. हे राधे बजलल के होए नंद सुनहा कुतहा वेयर आर यू ओ डार्लिंग ऑफ नंद महाराज ओ राधा रानी ओ ललिता ओ विशाखा आर यू ऑन द बैंक ऑफ नाउ कलिंदी आर यू ऑन द फुट हिल्स ऑफ गोवर्धन वेयर आर यू एट लीस्ट वी कैन टेक दिस मून वी आर नॉट फीलिंग वी आर फीलिंग सेपरेशन फ्रॉम एट लीस्ट समथिंग इट मे बी वेरी ग्रॉस मे बी प्रसाद बट इट्स नॉट वेरी हाई क्लास. But we can come gradually to that class. If we aspire, we are determined, sincere. This is the glories of Dharma. Krishna is killing many Asuras. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, all this asura we have got within our heart. And Krishna is there in our heart. Why you are not realizing? There are many kalmas there. There are many contamination. When this contamination, like doubt, many come to Krishna and then leave. Why? Doubt is like a demon. And Krishna kills the demon. That means we render devotion as Hare Krishna and pray to get rid of his hair. But we are not that telling in such mood that Krishna, no, he is sleeping. Krishna, he is killing my demon. No, Baba, Krishna won't help. We are eating in time, sleeping in time. We are Dehorami. That means you want to enjoy your body. It will take time. But one who forgets all these things, having higher taste in Krishna consciousness, Krishna considers his case. That is the difference. That is why Goswami is our ideal example. They are getting higher pleasure, nectar, so they can forget eating, sleeping. So they sleep 1.5 hours. They eat just without salt, some chana and roti, or maybe little matha. But maybe we want, today is the rabri, today is the chana sabji. So for them Krishna said, you be happy with chana sabji, gradually you come. You come, somebody like a snail, somebody like a turtle, somebody like a rabbit, somebody like a deer, somebody like a horse, somebody in a cycle, somebody in a rickshaw, somebody in a motorcycle, somebody in a car, somebody in a plane, somebody in a supersonic rocket. But also rocket defined. One country I went, Maharaj, from there we'll take you in a rocket. Where's the rocket? Suddenly Swamiji saw, there's a cycle rickshaw van. Where's the rocket? You go there and see.
Helicopter.
Where is rocket? Hey, rocket, get in. I see. So there is different person, different conception.
They call helicopter.
How do you be helicopter? So, you know, where you want to go, the price you give, accordingly you go fast. But there is provision. In one life you can go back to God. You pay the price. Let us come and see. Develop a grid for this. So, glorification, Braja Bolshi. Kamadinam kritayasya icchadesya samutthena. I am talking to you. Everybody has got desire. Everybody has some desire and hate. We have desire and hate. I don't like it. I hate it. I hate your association. Sometimes life partners say to each other, I hate you, silly moon. Saying silly moon likes, right? But saying silly. It's sweet at the same time sour. But devotional life is a combination of nectar and at the same time poison. It's maybe sugar cane juice is very hot. You can't take it. But you cannot also. It's irresistible. Very nice. So what can be done? You like to pay the price? Like you're taking puchka. You're hot! No. Hey, don't take so much hot. Imli. Maybe a few more. Suddenly he finds. Instead of 4, he already ate 40. This is also Krishna consciousness. After that, let's go to the doctor, take something, it's burning, man. Take yogurt. And others maybe, no yogurt. He's Krishna conscious. Harikatha, moon. He doesn't get sick. More harikatha. Sadhu padevada. He's eating more. And day is going. Maharaj Parikshit saying, doesn't matter, I don't want drink, I don't want. Not sleeping, no sleep. Even snake come, bite me, I don't care. Go on talking, Krishna Katha. Very good. He is a great devotee. So if you want to become like that, you have to pay the price. Not held it down, son Papri. theory brother samosa and Ganguram yogurt, sweet. Then you have to wait again for Ganguram yogurt. Gulab jam. When you take, iskan bullet gulab jam. Cut. And only Krishna kata. Right. Make sense? No? They go to iskan, he can eat this. Gold wristwatch, can fly in plane. Better go to iskan. Join iskan party.
Translation. In the Vaikuntha planets is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? Who is the original person and who can be understood through the Vedic literature? He is full of uncontaminated mode of goodness, with no place for passion or ignorance. He contributes religious process for the devotees. Purport. The kingdom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the spiritual sky cannot be understood by any other process other than hearing from the description of the Vedas. No one can go see it in this material world also. One who is unable to pay to go to a far distant place by motorized conveyances can only understand about that place from authentic books. Similarly, the Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky are beyond this material sky. The modern scientists who are trying to travel in space are having difficulty even going to the nearest planet, the moon, to say nothing of the highest planets within the universe. There is no possibility.
We are in now, which planet, solar system, which level? Middle. What is called? What loka? Which? Bhuloka. Then if you are more mode of goodness, you go to? Bhuvarloka. More mode of goodness, quality. Then, Sargaloka. Still it is material. More, then Sargaloka.
Tapaloka. Brahmaloka.
No. Two are, I don't know which one. First one is Jana, one is Maha. Jana. Janaloka. Then more, then Mahaloka. Then more, Tapaloka. More, Brahmaloka. But still it is material. You can go Biroja, there is a line, then is Shiva, then Brahma Jyoti, then Vaikuntha, then Golokapanta. You have to pay the price. Uddhanga Chati Shattastha, one who is in Satogun, he goes in. Uddhalapanta. Madhe Tishtanti, Rajasa. When Rajagun, that is Muddha. And your Tama?
Jagannavittishta.
He could be anywhere alive. So we can this way know where I am going. Oh, but if you do devotion, say at least human body. Maybe in a devotee's family or some rich man's house so that we can easily practice.
In the material world, there are three modes of material qualities: goodness, passion, and ignorance.
Yes.
But in the spiritual world, there is no trace of the modes of passion and ignorance. There is only the mode of goodness, which
will become free from tamogun and rajogun. Symptom is by very kama lobha, common material desire. Ultimately, attraction, opposite gender. Lobha, sensual pleasure. Lobha, hankering after, coveting, more material sense gratification. I have got a Maruti, then Dahu, then maybe Opal, Lancer.
Dahu Pandaya.
Dahu Pandaya? Maybe Solvo, okay?
Volvo.
Volvo. Then maybe Mercedes?
BMW.
Then BMW.
Audi.
Then maybe Audi. Better than Rolls? Jaguar. Prabhupada said, this is hankering. Then now, Jivha Lalasi Tiyuti Dhai, one who is after sense gratification running here and there. Where is ice cream? Dot hut. Or whatever. Where is
No video.
Up seven.
Krishna door paraya. Krishna nahi pa. You won't get Krishna. You'll get those things. What you want? Krishna. You want this? Okay, take this. Enjoy Vijay. You have a? Yeah, Vijay, what? You make your dot hut and take and chant Hare Krishna. Or Puchka or whatever. Like that. Growing in the wood. Take that. You're asking Guru, this is irresistible, I can't give up. Don't offer to Krishna, this is a mode of ignorance. So thank Krishna and take. Krishna, thank you.
In the material world, even if a person is completely in goodness, he is sometimes subjected to be polluted by tinges of modes of ignorance and passion. But in the Vaikuntha world, the spiritual sky, only the mode of goodness in its pure form exists. The Lord and His devotees reside in the Vaikuntha planets, and they are of the same transcendental quality, namely Shuddha Shatto, the mode of pure goodness.
Baba said, goodness is not enough. You have to go pure goodness. Always keep yourself, Krishna consciousness means always keep yourself in the mode of goodness. Usually early in the morning you get up, take bath, with goodness. Come to Mangalarti, do japa. But whole day you can keep yourself in mode of goodness. Ultimately you have to aspire for pure goodness. That is called Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sadhitam. So Vasudev, why is called Vasudev? Because he is placed in Vishuddha Sattva. He is embodiment of Vishuddha. In his heart, Krishna appears. So if you can come to Vishuddha Sattva, no tinge of lusty desire and mode of ignorance, then Krishna will. We can feel Krishna's presence. We can see the Krishna glow within our heart. That is said, Premanjana Chirita Bhakti Vilo Chanena Santa Sadeva Hidesh Vilo Kanti Yamsham Sundaram Machinta Punasarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami.
The Vaikuntha planets are very dear to the Vaishnavas, and for the progressive march of the Vaishnavas towards the kingdom of God, the Lord Himself helps His devotees. Next translation. In the Vaikuntha planets, there are many forests which are very auspicious. In those forests, the trees are desired trees, and in all seasons, they are filled with flowers and fruits, because everything in the Vaikuntha planets is spiritual and personal. Purport. In the Vaikuntha planets, the land, the trees, the fruits and the flowers and the cows, everything is completely spiritual and personal. The trees are desired trees. On this material planet, the trees can produce fruits and flower according to the order of the material energy. But in the Vaikuntha planet, the trees, the land, the residents and the animals are all spiritual.
Something, I tell some people upset with me because I told some truth which may be a little unpleasant. He said that only highly elevated person can stay in some place. He said here, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Something, Mahima of Mathura. Sabane Mathura, Nayane Mathura, Badane Mathura, Hidaye Mathura, Parato Mathura, Parato Mathura, 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 Mathura. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started going to 12 forest of Vrindavan, he first went to Mathura Puttpa. So, following him, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Om Vishnupad, 108, Nitya Pravishta Osama, he also started from Mathura. So little, because we are supposed to. So it said, it is Kaviraj Goswami wrote, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Mathura. Seeing Mathura, he at once paid dandavat in love. Prabhupada showed, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Prabhupada showed, Akrura showed us how to go to Braj. He told us his mood. What he did, moment he went, at once paid all the das. Prabhupada said, you should forget your all your position, designation, everything. Think of it. Mathura Asya Kaila Vishramti, first he took bath in Vishramti. I was today telling whether we'll go, but there's some difficulty. Then he went to Janmasthan Keshav. He'll go to that Keshav Vigraha there, and there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's photo is there. He was dancing, chanting in it. Premaveshe Nachikaya Shagane Hunkar. He was in ecstasy, chanting, dancing. And all the people were seeing this. They were enchanted, seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstasy, chanting there. Then he took bath in 24 ghat of Jamuna. There, one Brahmin was showing him all the tirtha. Vai Swayambhu, Vishram, Dirga Vishnu, Bhuteshwar, Mahavidya, Gokarna, all these things he saw. He said, when somebody, what is the result if you see all these ghats, Mathura, all these things, lot of things. Ultimately, our purpose is to develop love of Godhead. But first of all, we have to be liberated. You become liberated simply going there. If we do Churashi cross parikrama, he says, Churashi cross, there is also 84 lakhs of living entities. 8,400,000. So this is also Churashi lakh, Churashi cross. So if you parikrama, do parikrama with love and devotion, you become free from the cycle of material existence of going to 8,400,000 species of life. And if you can do more advancement, then you can go back to God. Make sense? Now here, what if you go back to God, what will you, which they experience here, advanced devotee, we are not experiencing. We qualify, we can go back. Mayapur anna dharaner, non-defined from me, but anna krosa ache, come. Mayapur non-defined from Setodip, Setodip, Mayapur, Vrindavan, same, but also different. Mayapur is more merciful. But here, some leaders say, after blister come bliss. Here, there is some difficulty. Not so many green places, not so much water, this, that, all disappear. But the bliss is there. Anybody stays in Vrindavan, they got devotional side, he'll be in this place. I was yesterday reading Mathura Mahatma, Prabhupada Saraswati saying, simply staying in Vrindavan, doing devotional side, can be so much blissful. It's very easy in Vrindavan to remember God. You'll find everybody is talking about Krishna or Radharani. So it is easy to remember God. But at the same time, Radhani doesn't want you commit offense. Whereas Mayapur, I think, I feel very easy to become free from Maya. Here may not be that. Yeah? At Jagannath Puri, you can feel the presence of God very easily going to Jagannath. But there also, Jagannath is little liberal regarding offense and all this. Little, you do something. Here Radhani is very strict. You commit offense, here you pay a high price. Now where do you want to say, you decide. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to somebody he says, go to Vrindavan, stay and do bhajan. Some say, go and come back quick. You may commit offense. You have to pay for it. So everybody has got some adhikar. Adhikar means qualification, eligibility. According he should act. Make sense? Yeah? You can ask ourselves. Okay, read.
There is no difference between the tree and the animal, or the animal and the man. Here the word Murtimat indicates that everything has a spiritual form. Formlessness, as conceived by the impersonalists, is refuted in this verse. In Vaikuntha planets, although everything is spiritual, everything has a particular form. The trees and the men have form, and because all of them, although differently formed, are spiritual, there is no difference between them. Next. Translation. In the Vaikuntha planets, the inhabitants fly in their aeroplanes, accompanied by their wives and consorts, and eternally sing of the character and activities of the Lord, which are always devoid of all inauspicious qualities. While singing the glories of the Lord, they deride even the presence of the Madhavi flowers, which are fragrant and laden with honey. Purport. It appears from this verse that the Vaikuntha planets are full of all opulence. The airplanes in which the inhabitants travel in the spiritual sky, with their sweethearts. There is a breeze carrying the fragrance of the blossoming flowers, and this breeze is so nice that it also carries the honey of the flowers. The inhabitants of the Vaikuntha, however, are so interested in glorifying the Lord that they do not like the disturbance of such a nice breeze while they are chanting the Lord's glories. In other words, they are pure devotees. They consider the glorification of the Lord more important than their own sense gratification. In the Vaikuntha planets, there is no question of sense gratification. To smell the fragrance of a blossoming flower is certainly very nice, but it is simply for sense gratification. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha give first preference to the service of the Lord and not their own sense gratification.
Prabhupada says devotion, bhakti means?
Service.
Bhakti means devotion, service to Lord and devotion.
Serving the Lord in transcendental love yields such transcendental pleasure that in comparison, sense gratification is counted as insignificant. Next, translation. When the king of the bees hums in highly pitch, singing the glories of the Lord, there is temporary lull in the noise of the pigeon, the cuckoo, the crane, the chakravakra, the swan, the parrot, the partridge, and the peacock. Such transcendental birds stop their own singing to simply hear the glories of the Lord. This verse reveals the absolute nature of Vaikuntha. There is no difference between the birds there and the human residents. The situation in the spiritual sky is that everything is spiritual and variegated. Spiritual variegatedness means that everything is animate. There is nothing inanimate. Even the trees, the ground, the plants, the flowers, the birds, and the beasts are all on the level of Krishna consciousness. The special feature of the Vaikuntha Loka is that there is no question of sense gratification. In the material world, even an ass enjoys his sound vibration. But in the Vaikuntha, such nice birds as the peacock, the chakravaka, and the cuckoo prefer to hear the vibration of the glories of the Lord from the bees. The principles of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting, are very prominent in the Vaikuntha world.
So common people, they are talking so many things, nonsense. Sometimes compared with frog is making sound, but actually he is calling his death. The devotees are chanting name of Vishnu, Krishna, Narayan, Hari, Ram. Actually, he's becoming free. I mean, death personified becomes scared of them. So, suppose he's supposed to have his body, human body, 65 years. It may become 95. But this is just extra. Actual thing what he's getting is the love of God, attachment to Krishna. That is the difference. Some may say, oh, devotee also suffer, devotee also Maharaj die. But there is some difference. Just like sometimes, mouse is caught by a cat, he feels the pain in the jaws of the cat, the jaws of death. Whereas the kitten, when taken by his father or mother, in the mouth, in the jaws, they feel the affection of his father or mother, isn't it? Though both looks like same, that is the difference. It has been seen, many devotees, when they are dying, their face says, their face expresses brightness and joy in their face. That means they are going to a destination. It's very much desirable. Others may be fear, most cases.
Yes.
It's very simple. Many times it has been seen. Devotees never. Maybe in ecstasy. You see? Everything has got external, internal symptom. Go ahead.
Next. Although flowering plants like the mandara, kunda, kurabaka, utpala, champaka, arnab, punanga, naga keshara, bokul, lily, and parijat are full of transcendental fragrance, they are still conscious of the austerities performed by Tulasi. For Tulasi is given special preference by the Lord, who garlands himself with Tulasi leaves. The importance of Tulasi leaves is very clearly mentioned here. Tulasi plants and their leaves are very important in devotional service. Devotees are recommended to water the Tulasi tree every day and collect the leaves to worship the Lord. One time, an atheist Swami remarked, "What is the use of watering the Tulasi plant? It is better to water eggplant. By watering the eggplant, one can get some fruits. But what is the use of watering the Tulasi? These foolish creatures, unacquainted with devotional service, sometimes play havoc with the education of people in general. The most important thing about the spiritual world is that there is no envy among the devotees there. This is true even among the flowers, which are all consciousness of the greatness of Tulasi. In the Vaikuntha world, entered by the four Kumaras, even the birds and flowers are conscious of the service to the Lord."
This is a famous saying. Better pour water in the vegan tree, you take vegan. What is the use of pouring water to Tulasi tree? Better play football and become strong, then you can understand Bhagavata. No words. There are many people like him, still now, especially in India. Better, I think, even a dog is starving, to feed him, this is my dharma. If God, who cannot give me food, I don't believe in such God. What is this Jagannath? Ugly. You can understand. Actually, he is more or less nationalist for social work. Left, right. Good. Any question, any comment?
The inhabitants of Vaikuntha travel in their aeroplanes made of lapis lazuli, emerald and gold. Although crowded by their consorts who have large hips and beautiful smiling faces, they cannot be stimulated by passion, by their mirth and beautiful charms.
Somebody asked Prabhupada, "How do I know I am becoming pure?" Because unless you become pure, you cannot neither release nor, see real Vrindavan. Then he said, when you see object of senses, do you feel like enjoying? What is your reaction? Well, yes. Then he said, you are not pure yet.
In the material world, opulences are achieved by materialistic persons by dint of their labor. One cannot enjoy material prosperity unless he works very hard to achieve it. But the devotees of the Lord who are residents of the Vaikuntha have the opportunity to enjoy a transcendental situation of jewels and emeralds. Ornaments made of gold pedicled with jewels are achieved not by working hard, but by the benediction of the Lord. In other words, the devotees in the Vaikuntha world, or even in this material world, cannot be poverty stricken, as is sometimes supposed. They have ample opulences for enjoyment, but they do not need to labor to achieve them. It is also stated that in the Vaikuntha world, the consorts of the residents are many, many, many times more beautiful than we can find in this material world, even in the higher planets. It is specifically mentioned here that a woman's large hips are very attractive and they can stimulate man's passion. But the wonderful feature of Vaikuntha is that although the women have large hips and beautiful faces and decorated with the ornaments of emeralds and jewels, the men are so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that the beautiful bodies cannot attract them. In other words, there is enjoyment of the association of the opposite sex, but there is no sexual relationship.
Somebody asked, Prabhupada, Krishna has sex? Prabhupada said, in the material, spiritual, there is no sex. They have got a higher pleasure, like pleasing Krishna. And though their provision is there, they are not attracted. So we have to ask ourselves, how much I have become free from all these things? We can meditate on this. That I so many times, I know I should not do this, what I am doing. Again, because from time immemorial we have got this habit, becoming victim of our lower urges, shall I say lower or lesser urges, lusty desire, anger, lobe, greediness, moha, illusion, mod, pride or arrogance, matsurya, enviousness. But by simply by rendering devotional service, simply by hearing Krishna Katha, Ram Katha, we can become. There is a saying, one great personality said, Jaha Ram Taha Nahi Kam. Jaha Kam Taha Nahi Ram. You have got material desire, then it is a long way for you. You go to the spiritual world or realize that. But if you are free from that, very easy. You can realize Ram. So you have to give up material desire, especially lusty desire. That you can have, provided it takes some time. Prabhupada mentioned, I'm just repeating, he said, because from time immemorial, we have this thing, lust, sensual enjoyment. So, simply by having a higher taste by rendering devotional service, realizing, then bhakti parishanubha virakti, then you become slackened. Even you see, Billa Mangal Thakur, who 700 years was doing bhajan, coming from South India, maybe Kerala or somewhere, and the place is still there, they say, his samadhi. Amen. And he was attached to some prostitute. One day, he's so strong that his father's sad day. He's telling, as Prabhupada said, make haste, quickly finish all ritual. Why? He is always thinking of when he will go and see her, meet with her. And she is thinking, oh, moment he is getting ready almost, there he saw. Oh, hail, storm, heavy. But still he has got such strong desire. Jeev Jago! Strong desire. He doesn't care. He went out. He has to cross a river. No boat, man. No boat. Something is floating. He catch hold of it. Some say, you are so mad. Actually, he was holding in thinking it's a log of wood or something. It's a dead body. He crossed away. See how strong lust it is. And she is thinking, oh, it is raining so heavily. Maybe today, Billa Mangal won't come. Close the door, everything, and she is taking rest. But Billa Mangal crossed over. Then he came. Then again, he saw closed, doors are closed, he cannot go. He has to climb up. He hold a snake, mistook it for a rope. Snake a rope, mistook. See how much he is absorbed in sensual pleasure. Then, that his name, her name was
Chintamani.
Chintamani said, if you have got so much feeling for me, and such a day, how you came? He said, I did this, I did that, then I did this, then I did. I see, for this body, you have got so much attraction. You have got iota of attraction, little bit of to Govinda, your life would have been sublime, you'd be a great devotee. It strike, it will strike his heart. He says, she's right. So he considered her, she is my Shiksha Guru or something. She's right. At once his mind turned. Okay, you are right, I leave. And left. Going, going, going. Some say he again studied scripture. But he said that habit does not change easily. Character changing is not so easy. Other thing may be not difficult. Changing heart not so easy. Prabhupada said this movement is for changing the heart. Develop a character like a Brahmin, character like a Bhakta, and these are the symptoms. Simply by surrendering, again he become victim. But then he blinded himself. And these are my actual enemy. I know I shouldn't do, but still again running after sense object, he blinded himself. Others, what? Anyway, then he said, going to Vrindavan, blind. Some say he has helped. Krishna feel compassion for him. And he used to give him milk. Who are you? He said. Anyway. So the Billamangal wrote his realization. There he said, what is mukti? If you can associate with Krishna, Krishna himself become your friend and coming give you milk supply. Who cares for mukti? Mukti Mukita Anjali. Mukti comes to you as a maid servant to carry out your order. So it is better to become a devotee than hankering after mukti. Krishna came, used to feed him milk, gave him, supply him milk. Can I regularly? Who are you? Why are you sorry? Why are you doing so much austerity? Oh, you want to give me? Okay. You are not eating anything day and night, doing job. Hare Krishna. That place is there. You go to, I think, Gopinath Bazar, Bazar street, one place is there. They say Billamangali street. And he lived there 700 years doing his bhajan. How many days you are coming here? Somebody maybe even not 7 days. So think of this. You have to pay a proper price. Then you can go back to us. Then Krishna can come to us. Like Madhavendrapuri. Like the Goswamis, Rup, Sanatana, Raghunatha, coming sometime. Their meeting is not, they didn't. Where is Adrani? Where is Krishna? But they come. They have seen them. So if you want, you are greedy to have that opportunity, you have to pay a proper price. That is, low love may come, extreme greed to serve Krishna in feeling separation. No, we are not feeling separation with something else, other seva. No? Carry on. Encore!
The residents of Vaikuntha have a better standard of pleasure, so there is no need of sex pleasure. Next. The ladies in the Vaikuntha planets are as beautiful as the goddess of fortune herself. Such transcendently beautiful ladies, their hands playing with the lotuses and their leg bangles tinkling, are sometimes seen sweeping the marble walls, which are bedecked in intervals with golden borders, in order to receive the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goddesses of fortune worship the Lord in their own gardens by offering tulasi leaves on the coral-paved banks of transcendental reservoirs.
Description: when Brahma realized after 100 years of Brahma, we have discussed about 12 hours of Brahma. You know, this Brahma have Brahma stole the cows, cups, seeing what this boy does. So his mystic power. When he came back, he himself mystified. Are those cowherd boys, this is all are there. Just, it took him just a moment. But Brahma's moments, hour could be many days. How many days?
1 year.
1 year! And so you can think of how many days of hours Brahma, 100 years, to the devotion service. And he realized spiritual world. and he described. What is that, everybody?
Chintamani kalpa viksha laksha vresha surabhe apipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sambramashe vimanam govindamadi purusham tamamam vajanam.
Kandarpa koti, he is so beautiful that millions and billions of kandarpa, which causes lusty desire among opposite gender in the material world, they see Krishna, so they are not attracted to this. So thus we can understand how much we are progressing if we discuss this. We are every day going to see Krishna. Are you not seeing Krishna? Anybody? Seeing Krishna? Seeing in the temple? What is that? Now, if you think I am seeing stone, you see stone. Somebody says, Maharaj, I am not seeing Krishna. Pupasa is in temple. Anybody seeing Krishna? One man was sitting there. He said, no, where is Krishna? Or ask the devotee, anybody seeing Krishna? Pupasa, here is Krishna. You see? You think Krishna is? Krishna will reciprocate. Can you see the mountain? Somebody from a distance? Yes. Somebody go near, he is seeing more. There is variety things that there. Somebody act on the mountain, he sees more detail. Somebody see a train, only something, psht, light gone. Another thing, there are bogies. Another thing, there is a train, there is an engine, everything. And seeing, it is going, how? They see there is a conscious being there. So there is difference in seeing. So there is difference in seeing Vrindavan, seeing Krishna, seeing Diti. Or Che Shiladhi, one is seeing the Archa Vigraha, Krishna Archavata, you think this is made up. Then this is Naraki, his intelligence very low. One sees the Diti, and if Diti can talk to him, Sakshi Gopal. So depending on his mood, bhav, Krishna reciprocates. Even if the deity can talk, even deity can walk, we have to have that sort of devotion. So the Brahmin, a pure devotee, Prabhupada said, though he is a Brahmin, poor and rich one guy, both are Prabhupada said pure devotee. So we can see, if we are Prabhupada said, our ISKCON devotees are pure, but there is degree of purity again. Accordingly, Krishna is reciprocating.
Next, the goddesses of fortune worship the Lord in their own gardens by offering tulasi leaves on the coral paved banks of the transcendental reservoirs of water.
How many persons believe all this Krishna is large, spiritual? There is a various type of ocean. We see salt ocean, there is sugar water ocean, there is a ghee ocean, there is liquor ocean, there is a milk ocean. Do you believe? You think seeing is believing? No, not necessary. Is everybody seeing the air? Why, you believe the air is there? You can feel it. So you are 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness, you can feel the presence of Krishna. Are you doing 24 hours serving Krishna? No, then. You do. Prabhupada says you can feel the presence of Krishna. With this rotten senses, we are always hankering after sense object and try to lord over. Shevan mukhe, but if we use this senses, mind, eager to serve Krishna 24 hours, Swayam eva sphurato, Krishna being pleased, then you can see Krishna. Krishna talk. Krishna walk. Krishna reciprocate. Mother Kunti, she is cooking for Nimai. I think is Nimai would have been there. But sometime Nimai send message to mother, Mommy, sometime I go there to eat. And she sometime feels, hey, I put all this food for Nimai. Where is gone? Did I cook? Go there? Yes, I cook. Who ate? And Nimai wrote, those days I went there to eat. And maybe Mother Sochi, after putting the Nimai would have been there, maybe she's falling asleep. seems like somebody is eating. Hey, what is that? Is it a dream or reality? She thinks that Nimai said, Mother, I sometimes go to eat what you cook with love and devotion for me. So Damayanti and Raghuna and Raghav Pandit, they also make so many sweets, this, that, still that place is there. Chiradayutsav, Panihati. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes goes, sometimes give them darshan, he is here eating. Sometimes doesn't give darshan, to give him pleasure. Like that. When Nityananda Prabhu makes Chiradui Mahotsav, he called, meditate, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he's. But people cannot see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most of them seeing Nityananda. But some seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. So who are, can see? Those are fortunate souls, Lord being pleased with their service. So you can see there is a difference between everybody's service. Somebody is doing officially, somebody is doing with love and devotion. Krishna thinks he deserves, at once he shows himself. Others cannot see. So one is getting higher taste, he becomes more and more absorbed. And his attraction to the material world becomes slackened. Who is that? Chaitanya Prabhupada is saying. He cannot constantly glorify Krishna. Except that, one who is not that, he can. Anusrinivat, okay? Uttamasla, gunarnu barnani. All the time, he can glorify for hours, hours. But I see a devotee sometime, long time hearing. It's a good sign. Something. It's a good sign. This thing happened. Prabhupada one day was talking Krishna Katha, Brajavasi's story, and devotees, some of them, they're listening, some more. The room, darshan room, completely packed up. Then outside, baranda, packed up. Then it is prasadam time over. Gone long, 9 o'clock prasad, 10, half past 10, 11, half past. Suddenly, some guy pushing through the devotees, coming towards Prabhupada. Say, who is disturbing? Prabhupada, me. Why you are pushing through? That Prabhupada, I require that devotees are not, I require my utensils. So what is here? Now I require the devotees to be there and take prasad. Many didn't take. And unless they eat prasad, I cannot get these utensils. Use it for noon prasad. Oh, I see. So what exactly you want? I want this goat to take prasad. Oh, I see. Then I have to stop. Okay. That means devotees are so absorbed, they forget that morning prasad time. And he has to come. Then, of course, okay, now we go. It's a good sign. So devotees sometimes show this symptoms, very nice. Sometimes they are also, for hours out, do harikatha, then in the scorching rays of the sun, they walk. Sometimes they have blister. And after when they arrive, they are putting something alabora on them. But the leader said, after blister come bliss. Otherwise, why he will come again? They say, Bengali say, kashta koile krishna mile. But easy going life, one of our ISKCON leaders said, I think, Gaur Govinda Maharaj. Then Krishna thinks asleep, Krishna, please give darshan. No, Baba. You want to enjoy. Tapodibbam, handing darshan. For the sake of Krishna, he is taking so much inconvenience deliberately. Then Krishna, he is sacrificing his comfort. Okay, I am pleased with him. Then he opened a little of the Yogamaya curtain and little bit see of the spiritual world. Again he closed. So there is a Jhapi Darsha. See Krishna. See the Radharani's lotus feet one day. But still he is attracted because he has not seen properly. Really, if he sees, then he won't be attracted. Let us go to Rai Bazaar. Why? There is the Rabdi. Then he sees Rabdi. And he's seeing Krishna up to that. Prasad. You know, Rabri? Very nice. Or some other dreams. But you can still see Krishna testing. I am the test of water. Not very high class. Make sense? কি মনে হচ্ছে ঠিক বলছি ভালো লাগছে নাকি না নাকি কষায় মহোদয় ভালো লাগছে আবার মনে মনে সামবডি ইনসাইড মে বি লিটল বিটার সামটাইম সুইট ইট ডাজন্ট নো হেদ আই গিভ আপ অ্যাট লিস্ট সামটাইম সুইট better thing. This way we can be a little introspective, judge ourselves where we are. Then you can know how much you are advancing. Either you advance or you deter. Go back. There is no question of same place. That is stamp. He went just not very long ago. He was here. Again came back to the beginning. Maybe he liked right, to come back again. Bring his family? No, I am nothing. I am just repeating what Prabhupada said. For my to serve Prabhupada, to please Prabhupada, tell exactly, repeat. So that Prabhupada is pleased with me. And if I please Prabhupada, kiss me. I by his blessing, I can get to my destination. Again another, I heard he's coming. Just few days ago he was here, he said, they won't give me holiday, this, that, Maharaj. I said, you have to pay the price. Now choice is here, you want this or that. There is no question in between. No question. There is no compromise. Krishna is seeing, you want this, you pay this price. You want that, you pay this. So, you took eight years you have been initiated, yes. You have got children? No, you have no children. Did you do Mangala Arati? They say 9 o'clock now, almost 10 o'clock. You? No, husband I go. What about how many rounds you have done? He came to know ultimately nothing there, not a single. At least don't feel shy to tell, but some or other, one who went to that place, he can understood. Then he said, why? You take initiation, don't do round. Suddenly his wife said, Maharaj, we don't like to go back to Kottayam. This life. Why you took initiation? The other said, Maharaj, this is farce. Externally, they do something. Why? They want to see. Now we start with serving sadhu. If people ask, you are initiated? Yeah, I also initiated. I also belong to them. Like that. But they know he does not belong to, because he is not doing japa. He is not doing Mangala Arati. Nothing. But you can cheat the common people, but you cannot cheat God. God is the supreme. He is supreme chit, he is chit. That is the bottom line. Okay. Encore? Okay, very good. Go ahead. What? Stop. He is saying, stop. Local Pandit. Iskan Pandit. Want to take us to there? I say, what will be? I will sit down for hours. Better hear your
podcast.
He will only go in bus, alone, Savari, and go there. And
sit.
Maybe another time.
Still, we have time.
How long this will go on, this parikrama, still? How many days?
Till 10th of November.
10th of November? Many days, huh?
But I think it's about 3 days, no?
that is similar to the rest.
So, অন্য দিনে যেতে চাই, আদার ডেজ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু গো, তখন হয়তো বাস দিল ইউর মানি আদার ডে। আই হোপ আই ক্যান স্টে হিয়ার।
হ্যাঁ,
দি আদার সাম আদার টাইম ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু বর্ষানা এন্ড কেম ব্যাক, হোয়াট হ্যাপেন দ্যাট ডে?
The Grumas was tired.
Devotee went. You all went to Varsana?
Yeah, we went to
Varsana. This past time, the Krishna break, they fought, no? Pay tax.
Is it?
We go. The groups has to pay tax.
Yeah, Varsana, we didn't went up.
Oh, we didn't go?
No.
The others went.
The others went. And after, when we went 2 days, Bimalakund, then coming back,
we... Bimalakund, everybody liked, huh? Have you took bath? Bimalakund?
Yeah.
You were there? Bimalakund? No.
Yeah, you were there. The big pond, have you took bath?
The big lake. Okay. Not taking bath. The panda is disturbing me. I went before, nah? Sitting there. Oh, that Babaji won't talk to me. No. Any comment, any question? Anybody want to say something regarding Parikrama, Harikatha? Sampur simply constantly listen Harikatha and being absorbed. But Prabhupada said in the beginning we should do other types of variety. You may get bored. Run an organization. Prabhupada's now many disciples. Prabhupada is gone, many are going. Day before yesterday, another person gone. Kirtanananda. Yeah, he's gone.
Kirtanananda?
Huh?
Yeah. How? Die?
He?
You are very old.
Die.
How do you go?